Good evening.
This week's parasha, Parshas Hamor, the Torah teaches us about a mitzvah that we're all in the midst of performing every day, the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. And the Torah tells us in Parashat Gimel, Pasuk Tesvav, Usfartem Lachem Mimacharas HaShabbos, Yom HaViyachem HaShom HaTnufa, Sheva Shabbosos Timimos Tihyena. You should count for yourselves from the day after the first day of Pesach, from the day that you bring the Karban Omer, 7 complete weeks. And the Gemara Menachos Samachim Abeis has quotes a Braisa, which you learn from the first two words, Usfartem Lachem, you should count for yourselves. This teaches Shetei Sfira L'Kol Echad Echad, that this mitzvah is incumbent upon each and every Jew. And the Torah Tumimah quotes this drasha and makes the following comment. He explains that it's coming to teach us that we shouldn't think that it's just the mitzvah on Beis Din, that the community, the tzibur as a whole, counts through its representatives in Beis Din, as we find is the case by Shmita and Yovel, that it says, V'safarta lecha sheva shavsos shanim. And over there we learn that the Beis Din keeps the count of Shmita and Yovel. So he explains that, in fact, that's the difference, that over there it says, V'safarta lecha, in the Lashon Yachid, that you should count, meaning an individual, and that's referring to the Klal Yisrael as an individual unit, which Beis Din represents. As opposed to in our pasuk it says, Usfartem Lachem, it says in the plural Lashon Usfartem, that teaches that it's a mitzvah on each and every person. But the Torah Tumima goes on to point out that in the Shulchan Aruch and Rechayim, in some tough pay tests where it discusses the halachas of Sfiras HaOmer, so the Shulchan Aruch there seems to indicate, it says, Mitzvah akol echa lispor la'atzmo. So the lashon of the language of the Shulchan Aruch sounds a little bit like each person should count for himself. Each person should do the counting on his own. And the Magen Avraham writes in his comments on the side of the Shulchan Aruch that in fact one is not able to be yotze listening to his friend count. In other words, even though this is a verbal mitzvah like Kiddush and other mitzvahs like that, where one is normally able to listen to somebody else and say Amen or whatever, we have a principle of Shemei Ka'oda. When somebody listens to someone else, so that person can be Yotze through listening to someone else say it. So to over here, one might think that you could be Yotze listening to someone else. But Magen Avraham says, no. Doesn't work here because we have this Gzeres HaKasa. The Torah has a special, we have a special drasha here based on the words of the Pasuk that it's a mitzvah for each person to count for himself. But the Torah Tumimah says, but it would seem that this is not the case. And in fact, the real drasha is coming to teach me that I shouldn't think it's a mitzvah on the Klal Yisrael as a whole, which would be done with the Beis Din counting. Rather, the mitzvah is on each individual. But how that individual goes about performing the mitzvah could very well be that that individual could then listen to somebody else's sfira and be yotzei. Just like each individual is chayiv to do kiddush, but you still could be yotzei listening to someone else's kiddush. And that's the conclusion of the Torah Tumimah. So I just wanted to point out that if we look at the simply look at the Mishnah Berurah in the in his comments on the Shulchan Aruch, so he points out that in fact there is a machlokas achronim regarding this question whether one could be yotze listening to the sfira of his friend. And already the Mishnah Berurah points out that this is not talking about the bracha. The bracha for sure you could be yotze listening to somebody else. For sure you could listen to someone else's bracha and say amen and then count on your own. The question is, can you actually listen to the counting itself? Hayom yom, can you listen to that part of the sfira and be yotze through the principle of Shemei Kona, the one who's listening, it's as if he accomplishes the same mitzvah as the one who said it. And as the Mishnah Berurah points out, some Achronim think that it's okay to listen to somebody else because the drasha and the pasuk is really only there to teach me that it's not a mitzvah on Beis Din, but it's a mitzvah on each individual Jew. But that doesn't mean that one can't be also listening to somebody else. And in the Ber Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah clarifies a little bit more and explains that this machlokas is a machlokas between the levush and the chaya, the levush on one hand, and the pri chadash on the other hand, where basically the levush says, he compares it to the drasha that we find by lulav, that it says ulukachtem lachem lekol echad ve'echad shetei lekicha biyad kol echad ve'echad. And over there, we say that each individual has to take his own lulav by himself. So it's the same drasha over here that the sefira has to be done. Each person has to do it on his own. But of course, the Pri Chadash disagreed. And what's interesting is that the Mishnah Berurah goes further to point out that he thinks it could be a machlokas rishonim already, because he says that Rashi on the Gemara says when the Gemara quotes the drasha, that the sphere is l'kol echad ve'echad, so Rashi says, shekol echad chayv lispor. And those words, again, doesn't necessarily tell me that the individual would have to say the sphere on his own. It just says that each person has his own obligation to count. But how he goes about fulfilling that obligation is still not clear in the Rashi. However, the Mishnah Berurah and the Ber Halacha there continues and points out that the Chiddush Rashba explains Rashi, and the Chiddush Rashba says that if the Torah only wanted to teach me that the mitzvah would be on the tzibur alone and not on each individual, it would have been sufficient to just say usvartem, usvartem, without saying the extra word of lachem. So therefore, he says that the fact that it says lachem, that comes to teach me that each individual has to do the mitzvah. So the way that the Rashba explains it, it sounds like it's a mitzvah specifically on each individual. And I think that the words of the Rashba here is similar to what the Arugas Habosim, one of the commentaries, one of the Svarim of Chuvos, where he says that, from Rav Greenwald, where he says that the words Usvartem alone could come and teach me that the mitzvah is on the group as a whole. As we find by the lulav, that it says ulukachtem lachem, and the drasha that the lekicha is biyad kol echad ve'echad, each individual has to take a lulav, doesn't come from the word lachem. It comes from the word ulukachtem alone. Why? Because he says the word lachem there in the pasuk by the lulav teaches me that it has to be your own lulav, that you can't steal it and you can't even borrow it. It has to be your own. So when we find that there's a drasha, ulukachtem, which teaches me that the lekicha has to be each individual, that each individual has to take a lulav, that is coming from the word ulukachtem, the plural language of a ulukachtem on its own. So too over here, usfartem, the plural language of usfartem, that already would teach me that it's not a mitzvah on the tzibur, on the Beis Din, but it's a mitzvah on the entire tzibur, on all the individuals. But the added word lachem comes to teach me that it has to be specifically that each individual counts on his own. But as Ber Halacha goes on to say, there are others, the Ritzkeis, and perhaps Rav Haigon, the Ruchas Chaim seems to say in the name of Rav Haigon as well, that they seem to indicate that in fact one would be able to be able to say listening to somebody else. But just to conclude, first of all, in terms of the halacha, the Mishnah Berurah already says that since it's not so clear, it could be a machlokas, Rishonim already, but it's certainly at least a machlokes achronim. So he says that it's probably best for each person to count on his own. And on the flip side, if one would listen to somebody else count, so one has to be careful that through the principle of Shmei Kona, maybe you're already yotze, and then you really should count again on your own, but without a bracha. You shouldn't make your own bracha if you already listened to somebody else, and you might have been yotze already, so then you can still say the counting again on your own, but you shouldn't necessarily make a bracha, because perhaps you already had fulfilled the mitzvah. In connection with that, Shulchan Aruch HaRav already says an interesting chiddush, where he says that, as we find very often, we listen to the Shlich Tzibur say the Sfira before we count. So he says you have to be very careful not to be yotze with the counting of the Shlich Tzibur. And Shulchan Aruch HaRav has a great chiddush where he says that it's not sufficient to have in mind that you don't want to be yotze with the Shlich Tzibur. That's not enough. You have to have in mind specifically, you have to have kavana that you're not being yotze. So again, it's not enough to simply not have simply to think that you're not that you don't have kavana latzes, but rather you have to proactively have kavana shelo latzes. And there's a whole discussion about that, where he came up with that chiddush of what has been termed negative kavana, that you have to have kavana shelo latzes. But that's for a different discussion. Just going back to the Torah Tumimah's point, so first of all, the Torah Tumimah, it would seem, perhaps, is Lishitaso, because, as we said, the Ozachronim, and perhaps the Rishonim already, the Rashba, who explained that really, we learned that this drasha of Usvartem Lachem, that the Sfira has to be L'kol Echad V'Echad, that doesn't only mean that it's on each Yachid, but that each Yachid himself has to do it. So they pointed out that it's parallel to what we find by Lulav, that it says Ulukachtem Lachem. But if we look at the Tertimah's comments on the puzzle of Ulukachtem Lachem, which is also found in this week's Parsha, later in the Parsha, so the Tertimah says there the following. On the Drasha, which again is quoted from the Gemara in Sukkah, the Gemara there says, this comments of the Tertimah is found in Pasuk Mem of Parakhav Gimel. So he quotes the Drasha, Ulukachtem, Tanrabana, Ulukachtem, Shitei Lekicha B'Yakol Echad V'Echad. This is from the Gemara in Sukkah, Memal Hamabes. So there, he raises the question that, why do I need a Drasha to teach me that each individual has to take a Luluf? This is we have a regular principle that whenever you have a mitzvah, Shemagufo, like Tefillin, Tzitzis, something where it's a mitzvah that a person has to do with his body, so you can't be yotze with somebody else. Somebody else can't pick up a lulav, can't pick up your lulav, and then you're yotze. You have to pick up your own lulav. So, of course, each person has to do his own. So what's the drasha coming to teach me that each person has to do the lulukicha on his own? If it's a mitzvah shebegufo, so that goes without saying. So the Torah Tumimah says that many people have discussed this, and he didn't think that anyone gave a satisfactory answer. So instead, he's mechadish that it could be that the true girsa is really like the Rif. That the Rif says, the drasha really is shetehi lekicha tama b'yakol echad v'echad. In other words, the drasha lukachtem is basically saying, from the last two words, tem, is really teaching me that it's the lekicha tama. That it's a complete taking, meaning that it's not sufficient to take some minim, but rather you have to take all four minim together. So, and he says the actual words, b'yad kol echad v'echad, was not the ikar part of the drasha. That was just saying that each person does it, but not necessarily that wasn't the focus. The focus was really that each person has to be doing a complete taking to take all four minim together. It's not sufficient to take some minim, rather you have to take all of them. So according, and that was the way he concludes that that's really the true drasha. So according to Tartumim's own explanation, his own comments by the lulav, it would seem that as far as Tartumim is concerned, there is no parallel. There is no basis by the lulav where there's a drasha to teach me that each individual has to do it on his own. So coming back to this sfira, we wouldn't necessarily find. We're not forced to say that this usvartem lachem teaching me that each individual has to do it on his own. On the other hand, to explain those who say that it's not sufficient to be Yotze with somebody else's Sevira, so why would that be? So I was thinking that this could be related to a general discussion which people write about in terms of the issue of Shemei Ka'ona, that it could be that when we talk about Shemei Ka'ona, that means that it's as if I said it. But if it's something where you just have to say something, so maybe that's sufficient, Shemei Ka'ona. But it could be that Sfira, perhaps by its nature, is a type of thing where it's, since it's accounting, so it's not just a verbal thing, but it's actually something which involves a certain, how should we say, a certain type of focus and intellect and understanding that you're keeping a cheshbon, that you're keeping a count of what you're up to. And obviously we learned that this has to be done verbally, but the point is that it could be that specifically because the nature of the counting is that it's not enough to just say the words, but you actually have to understand what you're saying. It has to go along with the idea of keeping a cheshbon. So perhaps that's an added aspect which would not be carried over just by listening to somebody else do that. And again, we find this discussion, let's say, by Birchas Kohanim. So there's a question that maybe, since there's a requirement of Kol Ram, that the Kohanim are supposed to say the bracha loudly so that everyone can hear. So there's a question that's raised whether or not whether one Kohen can say the Psukim, can say the bracha, and the other Kohanim will listen. And it could be that wouldn't work because, albeit while listening to that one Kohen, it's as if each Kohen is saying it, but doesn't necessarily mean that each Kohen is saying it but Kol Ram. So therefore, the added aspect, which is a requirement by the Duchening, might not transfer through the principle of Shemei Ka'ona, and therefore, each Kohen might have to do it on his own. Similarly over here, perhaps the idea that the counting is not just saying words, but it's actually keeping a cheshbon, so maybe the aspect of keeping the cheshbon wouldn't transfer, and therefore, maybe that's the idea of the drasha, according to those who understand that it's teaching me that each person has to do the counting on his own. It could be that the reason is because since it's a counting, so the counting has to be done, each individual has to keep the count and the cheshbon on his own. Thank you very much.